We welcome back to the program a gentleman who led the Maine Black Bear football team to the best season in school history in 2018 when he was a finalist for the Eddie Robinson Award, then made his way to PJ Fleckstaff at Minnesota, where the Golden Gophers had the greatest season in their history. We're pleased to be joined by Joe Harris-Simiak. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Well, good to talk with you. Congratulations on a lot of things, but before we get to football, congratulations on the birth of Ellie, the newest member of the family.
Yeah, second one, and we actually just got home today around 2:30, and, you know, Mom's healthy, Ellie's healthy, and, you know, we're just happy to be back home, so, you know, I'm outnumbered now. We got three girls and one of me, so. I got to be careful.
Well, there's no question. Now, how is Sophie adjusting to being a big sister?
She's loving it. No, she came by the hospital a couple days, and she's loving it. She wants to constantly ask if she's doing okay. So, but she's really excited.
Well, that's great news. And man, what a great season. I really enjoyed following the Golden Gophers since we had something to cheer for from out here. But what a remarkable year you guys put together.
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, it was, you know, something that will, especially here, as you mentioned in the opening, you know, the best season they've had since 1904, and to be able to go down the Outback Bowl and face an SEC opponent and a blue blood like, you know, Auburn, was just incredible. The way that we, you know, we talk about changing our best year every week, and we did that literally. We started in camp, and just every single week, our players came and did what they had to do to compete, and it ended up just being a magical year.
Well, you had some familiar faces there, defensive coordinator Joe Rossi, who you know very well, and boy, you guys really turned it around defensively. And one of the things, looking at the numbers this year, you had a tremendous reduction in the number of big plays your defense allowed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was a big point of emphasis. You know, one of our purpose threes was to eliminate the big play, and that's something that had hurt them in the previous couple seasons. And, you know, we bought in as a defense, as a program, and Joe does a great job, just like he did up at Maine. And, you know, a lot of the same philosophies, a lot of the same principles that we taught within that defense are here at Minnesota now. And you combine that with the culture of the program that Coach Fleck is running. And that was really a key to us eliminating those big plays. And a lot of it, you know, just had to do with being more disciplined, you know, whether that was run game or pass game, doing those kinds of things to get off the field on third down. And it was huge this year, especially in Big Ten play.
But it sounds like from what I read too, that you guys went with a more aggressive style of defense, which made me smile, because that's certainly what you and what Joe before you did here with the Black Hole.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we took a lot of, you know, Joe's thoughts and Joe's principles, and he runs the show. And then I was able to give some, you know, advice or input on what he thought. And me and him have a great relationship. I can't thank him enough for everything that he's done for myself and my family. And, you know, we just really have a good relationship. So we really work well together. And we know we just, along with the other guys on the defensive staff that have been here and Coach Fleck, we just really came up with a great plan each week. But we definitely were more aggressive. We pressured more, which is something that, you know, we wanted to do. And I think by doing that, it allowed us to get some third and longer situations by pressuring a little bit more on first and second down. And it allowed us to kind of, you know, to kind of have that package where we could now tee off on third down. We didn't have to sit back and just kind of be defensive on it.
Well, you had some talent in that secondary you worked with as well, Antoine Winfield Jr., Corey Dunn, two of the absolute best in the country.
Yeah, so, you know, me personally, I had Antoine Winfield in my room. I coached safeties in the nickels, and then, you know, Coney was over there in the corner spot. But Antoine was just like, you know, just like his dad. I only got to watch his dad play when I was growing up, but the same type of mentality, the work ethic. And I tell my guys all the time, you know, he's an unanimous All-American, and I'll continue to use him as an example. But there's no one that practices as hard as Antoine Winfield, and that was something that, you know, carried over to the games. And we're going to miss him. He declared for the draft, but, you know, next guy up. But certainly those two guys with their leadership allowed us to, you know, I think we went from, I forget where we were last year, but in terms of pass efficiency defense, I think we finished third in the league or fourth in the league. And when you do that, you're going to have a, you know, pretty good result.
What is it about PJ Fleck's approach to working with young people and coaching that enabled you guys to be so successful?
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me that. The biggest question I get asked is like? Is he really like that in person? You know, you see all these things probably from the outside, just like I did previous to last year, and it's all true. And I think the one thing that about him is that he genuinely cares about the players and their families. I think that's number one. I think that's the easiest answer and the best way to explain it I can. He genuinely cares about what goes on in their lives outside of football. And, you know, it's taught me a lot. I've learned a lot. And that's what we tried to do, you know, at my time at Maine, is just we genuinely care about people. The results usually are on the better side. And when you show people you truly care about them, they're able to do things that they didn't even think was possible. So that's definitely something that stood out to me right when I got here, and it certainly has carried over now going into year two.
Well, and we certainly saw that with the story, and I think it was the best story in college football, if not the best story in sports this year, was Casey O'Brien, your backup holder, who got a chance to get into a game.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you could go on and, you know, we could get all teary-eyed on all that all year, but just the perseverance, and I'm sure everyone has, you know, heard the story or read about it, and if you haven't, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, go Google it, you know, after we get off the phone. But Casey is just an inspiration to all of us, multiple-time cancer survivor, and he's beaten it, and just his attitude. I don't think I can say it, but he has a saying that he said on ESPN that was pretty sweet, but we'll let people look that up too. But just day in and day out for him to be around the team, and then when he's not there, you know what he's going through, and it makes you work even harder and just puts everything into perspective. And then certainly with myself being a young father, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old now. We just have Ellie. Like, it just puts a lot of things in perspective about, you know, about things other than football. But Casey is one of the strongest people, you know, strongest people I've ever met. And his just his smile and just everything he does around the facility every day. And it's just an inspiration to all of us. And certainly that moment at Rutgers when he was able to get in the game, it was something that we've always talked about. You know, Coach Fleck has talked about kind of in some team meetings and some settings, like, this is what we want to do. We want to get him in. And when he went in there, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
We're talking with Joe Harris-Simiak here on Downtown. I know you keep in close touch with former players and the guys you coached with as well. Are you surprised at all by the tremendous success of the guy they call Project Pat down in Baltimore, Pat Ricard?
Not at all. I actually was just texting Pat this morning because the reporter from the USA Today called me, I think it was a couple days ago, about the story they did on him. But, you know, people always ask me, like, did you know he could do this? And I just, the one thing that's always stood out about Pat is just how extremely athletic he was at everything he did. And then once he added the weight and he did all those things, it just was, you know, the ceiling was what he wanted it to be. And he's just got a great attitude about it. But I'm so proud of him. And you know, just coming from Maine and doing what he did and what he's currently doing just speaks volumes to the type of place and how special Maine truly is. And I keep telling, I told the reporter, I mean, Maine, it's just a place where you go and you believe in the people and the environment, it can create things that'll change your life. And Pat's a true story on someone that came from a little old school in Central Mass and just came up there and worked his tail off. And now you see what he's doing now.
And also one of your former Black Bear players, Ernest Edwards, just named to his 5th All-American team of the offseason. He had the best year of his career and went out with a bang for Maine this season. Is he going to be able to play at that next level?
Yeah, I truly believe so. You know, I texted with him early on in the year at certain points after certain games. And, you know, Ernest is always special. We all know that. And I think he'll definitely get an opportunity. He's going to be special when the ball's in his hands. And whether that's returning or he gets an opportunity to be a wide receiver at some point and someone sees what he can do in practice. And when he cuts it loose, he cuts it loose. It's special. So I'm really excited for him and his family. And, you know, and more so just all those drives up to Rochester when we were recruiting them, sitting at the basketball games. That's what you think about as a coach, and really, you know, meeting his mom and how great she is, and just his family, his grandfather who drove him up, I believe, on his official. And it's just incredible people that have done everything to get him into this spot. And I know he'll do what's next and take it over.
All right. So Brian Sullivan, 1-0 going on the road to cheer you guys on. Is he now the official mascot of the Golden Gophers?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Yeah, as long as he doesn't do anything to embarrass me while he's here, he can keep coming out, which is very hard for Sully to do, you know, as we all know. So, no, but seriously, it was great to see him out here. We stayed in touch. a lot. And, you know, it was great to have him out for Britt and for Soph. And Soph actually remembered that he was the guy that, that brought him one of these bears. So that was pretty special. But I'm sure Sully's still up to Sully things in the Bangor area. So I hope everyone just watches out for him.
We're doing our best to contain him. That's all you can do.
I'm sure.
Joe, congratulations on a great year. Congratulations on the addition to the family. Give our best to Britt. We're cheering from you and wishing you continued success from afar. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Rich. I always appreciate our relationship, and hopefully I get back on soon.
That sounds great. That's Joe Harris-Simiak, former Maine Black Bear head coach, now an assistant with the Minnesota Golden Gophers, bowl winners, 11 wins. For the first time in school history, and a very, very exciting and memorable year for them. And one of the good guys in sports, Joe Harris-Simiak.